I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Many Christians in India are facing an impossible choice: renounce their faith or face starvation. And it's no surprise that many gospel workers had to relocate during the worst of the COVID-19 pandemic. Now, many are wondering if it's time to return. Find out how you can be praying. We'll get into that in just a few moments. But first, Christians are being withheld COVID-19 aid unless they recant their faith in Christ. Greg Kelly of World Mission blames the country's strong Hindu nationalist bent.
Just last week, as a matter of fact, we heard of two of our pastors who were beaten quite extensively by Hindu extremists, and it totally goes unpunished because the local authorities are not really stepping up to the plate to do anything about it, because Hinduism is the majority religion there, and sort of tattling on your friends, so to speak, it just doesn't happen. And so Christians are the ones who suffer the most.
Christians make up only a small percentage of this huge country. India has the largest Hindu population on earth and is on pace to have the largest Muslim population in the next 25 years. Kelly mentions Uttar Pradesh, the most populous state in India.
Statistically, there's 0% Christian. And I can say that that statistic is actually not true, because we're seeing churches planted in the state of 240 million people that's 0% Christian. So there's a lot of dynamics about India and the growth and where the trends are at that really make it a place that every follower of Jesus should be aware of and have some expression of ministry into.
And who drives these church plants? The outcasts, says Kelly.
We're doing ministry among blind people in leper colonies where nobody is going into. And we hear amazing stories of how people are coming to Christ.
Next, an unfortunate side effect of the COVID-19 global pandemic has been misinformation. People all over the world have struggled to sort through outdated or misleading information to find out what's really going on and what they can do to stay safe. It's the same in the Middle East and North Africa, where Rex Rogers of Sat7 USA says people aren't just confused about the science. They want to understand the spiritual side of things, too.
People have asked questions like, does God hate us? Is he trying to punish us? Is he trying to kill us, wipe us out? You know, those kind of fears and a lot of superstitions that rear their head.
It's questions like these that drive Sat7's programming. They're helping viewers find answers to spiritual and health questions and addressing the unique dilemma of staying healthy in a refugee camp.
Trying to speak to refugees and internally displaced persons, as well as others, to encourage them and to give them practical advice on how to respond to what is a ravaging virus and disease until such time as we can get our way past it.
All the while, they're showing viewers that God is a God of hope, not fear. So pray that God would use Sat7 to spread the gospel certainty in a time of chaos. And Wycliffe USA is providing vital support to their team during the COVID-19 pandemic. Andy Keener says that for some, that has meant leaving the field for a time.
At a minimum, we've had more than 200 families that have needed to come back to the U.S. for one reason or another that were related to COVID-19. There's also a lot of people who are staying in the city or staying in one location where normally their ministry would be in other places. So we've had a lot of changes in movement, more than just those coming back to the States.
Wycliffe's Emergency Fund helped many families get on evacuation flights or reach other locations to safely wait out the pandemic. And while most are able to do some work remotely, many want to return to their fields in person soon.
So in general, we paused our return to international assignments through the end of July. But in August, we expect to see folks more and more start being able to make their way back where it's safe, where the government restrictions allow them to return.
Decisions to return will be made in conjunction with Wycliffe and their doctors. Keener's asking for prayer as Wycliffe and their team establish when to go back. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Now, you might wonder how radio impacts people around the world with the hope of Christ. Well, this month, Transworld Radio is offering a free booklet called Stories of Hope that lets you glimpse inside transformed lives and take encouragement from God's fingerprints. Get yours for free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.